Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. A lot to get to over the next 3 hours. A lot to get to. And we're going to get to all of it, I promise. There's a huge football weekend ahead. Braves have a huge series coming up.
Starting to trick it off yesterday.
Yeah, they did exactly what we said they were going to do. They scored 12 runs the night before. They were due for a one-run game last night against a not very good pitcher, and that's what they did. But we'll get to all that. We'll get to what's trending. Pac-12 is trying to resuscitate itself. That was kind of fun to wake up to as well.
I saw that this morning.
But good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, man. As we get closer to the weekend, got Thursday night football, which I love. The Dolphins and the Bills. We'll obviously talk about that. We just mentioned the Braves. Just tricked off the game last night. They hit three straight balls to the same damn place on Max.
Yep.
All right. I mean, whatever, man. Just we'll talk to Grant about that. Obviously, the Falcons, Kirk Cousins. Was with Rich Eisen and said some interesting things, and we'll comment on that. But I mean, 2 o'clock. Yeah, I'm literally leaving out of here, and my man sees me at the elevator, tells me he's like, "Go on your Twitter, Unks trending." I'm like,
"Shannon Sharp."
Shannon Sharp, he's trending. I'm like, "Okay, let me go and see what Unk doing."
Let's see what he's been up to.
Yeah, see what's wrong. I hope it wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Is he commenting? Yeah. Did he say something?
Yeah,
about...
I hope it wasn't nothing wrong.
Right, hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping,
did he say something about the Skip Bayless and that relationship?
Yeah, I'm hoping he's right. And I click on it, and I'm like, okay, there's a live. And I always have I try to keep my volume off on my phone, and so I turn it up, and I'm like, whoa, okay. First of all, it's embarrassing as hell. He even admitted it. For him, it was.
Interesting. Okay. Because that word, I wanted to get to that word.
He kept saying embarrassed. Now, the thing about it is stuff like this happens. The Apple Watch got me and my wife in trouble one time.
Okay.
All right? It happens. All right? And meaning that, we were loving and the phone somebody was calling.
I accidentally answered it.
And so,
got a little,
Yeah, it happens.
Okay,
I wasn't embarrassed. We love each other. We love loving on each other.
I know, and that's what I mean? And that's why the word embarrassed was interesting to me, because I think you and I are kind of the wrong
because
people.
Because it was public. Like, ours, it was somebody that we knew.
I just don't get embarrassed easy.
I mean, you should not be embarrassed.
I wouldn't be embarrassed about that.
About that. My thing was,
that's what it sounds like when you're going for it.
Yes, thank you. And everybody was making
fun of. I don't know what people are making fun of.
I'm like, I'm a big man. I grunt.
That's what it sounds
I'm grunting. What the hell you sound like, little kitten?
Did you
hear me? Meow. No.
It's not a library.
I'm a grunter.
Yeah.
Sounds
like a tennis match.
That's why I didn't have no problem. I was like, what's wrong? He's grunting. He's telling it how good it is.
Hey. He's enjoying himself.
What y'all do?
I know. That was my reaction. It's like, Am I weird?
Yeah.
Because that sounded normal to me.
The first thing I thought, I was like, what the hell is wrong? You know what I mean? Yeah, he sound like a mountain lion eating a carcass. But, but the funniest thing, first of all, the worst thing was the people who were putting this lady's picture out there.
They were wrong. They didn't get the right
you
person.
You should have yourself hung over an alligator pit by your feet.
You got too much to do.
You got too much time on your hands. And I hope she finds you and sues the hell out of you.
Yeah, I hope so too, because they did identify the wrong person and they put her picture up all over
it. It was crazy.
It's like, come on.
But then I was like, okay, I got to watch this show tonight. And the first thing Unk does when
anyone that might not know what we're talking about, Shannon Sharp accidentally went on live, Instagram Live, a couple of nights ago.
Hey, man.
Consensual adult time with a friend of his.
But the funniest part about the whole thing was it wasn't even 2 minutes in, and Unk pulled out them red get right pills. And that's when I lost. Unk's like, this part of the show is sponsored by because you do Blue Chew. I'm not going to say the name. But yeah, he pulled out.
Basically Blue Chew.
Yeah, he pulled out a handful of red get right pills.
Yeah.
And that's when I lost it, dog. And then Chad Ocho said, I'm glad it was Michelle, not Michael. Just the funniest thing Shea, he going to be fine. Ain't nobody going to fire him. He ain't going to lose no endorsement about it.
I don't know why you would.
But
what did he do wrong?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. I feel bad. I don't feel bad for the lady because I know Shannon talked to her and was like, hey, I apologize.
Sorry, didn't mean to do it.
Yeah. We're going to have some fun with it.
Yeah, we'll keep your identity
out of it and everything because they were going in last night.
Yeah.
But he said.
Also, kind of sounded like he didn't have anything to apologize to her for.
Yeah. So she told him it was hers. His.
Yes. She was having a good time, too.
It sounded like
two adults having a nice time.
That's all it sounded
accidentally.
Like to me. But
they went live on Instagram. He happens to be a big time celebrity, so lots of people. The comments in the video were very funny.
Yes.
Because, like, people thought maybe they were going to, he was going to see that or something like that. Like, no, not like this. No.
Yeah, but that, he said, and we know how long the video was. He said it was longer, which I don't, I mean.
Whether it was or
to
it
me,
wasn't.
To me,
who
it
cares?
To me, it seems like they were going to videotape each other. And he hit the wrong button.
Okay, you know, maybe. People do that.
Like. And it does. I mean, you never know what's on somebody's phone.
Who hasn't been in
Who
a movie
hasn't been
or
in
two?
A movie or two? You know? That's what you get married for, to be each other's own actors. But I
exactly right.
It was just, I mean, the aftermath of it was the funniest part. Because watching, Nightcap last night, watching Ocho was the funniest thing. His facial expressions and everything. And Shannon was a good sport, and he owned up for it. Basically, was like, I'm embarrassed by it, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to take the consequence of whatever comes with it and everything. I don't think anything bad is going to happen to him or lose his job or ESPN or anything like that. But, I mean, I just... I don't even know what to say no more.
No, I mean, you know, there's nothing really more to say.
Yeah.
Other than, to me, it was amusing. I don't think anybody did anything wrong. Yeah. I think he's done a great job of talking about it. If anybody can turn something like that into something funny, obviously he can do it.
Yeah, man.
And again, like, I don't understand the embarrassing. Now, if he said he was embarrassed by it, okay, like, that's up to him. But, like, I just, what's embarrassing?
I don't
know. Good for you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're a successful. He's also single. It's not like he's cheating on his wife or anything like that. He's a single, successful, Hall of Fame football player. I'm sure he's got plenty of options.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
That was one of them.
Accidentally videoed it live, and now people know about it.
But he didn't video it.
He didn't video it.
He didn't video it.
Yeah, it's not like anybody even saw anything.
He just heard it. He just heard it. You know, and Unk was unking.
He was unking. He was unking. That's right.
I'm not mad. It was just funny. The only problem I had about the whole thing was the people like trying to expose who this woman was.
Well,
I thought that was crap.
Anything that people there's.
I thought that was crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like anything right now. Like something happens that should just kind of be kind of like a silly, fun, funny. Let's make some jokes about it.
Yeah, man.
And then people decide to ruin it. Like that's just like social media is amazing at ruining stuff.
Yes, it is. But I mean, yeah, Unk was getting it in.
Sure.
All right, and.
Whatever.
We can move on. I mean,
I'm proud of him.
He probably maybe wished the debate was yesterday, so it wouldn't be as big as it was. You know, because that was the number one thing everybody was talking about.
It was better than that.
But the thing about it,
there was not one thing in the debate that happened that was more entertaining than that.
But he's capitalized off of it again. First 2 minutes of the show, he pulled out them red get right pills.
Yeah, I hope he gets an endorsement. I hope he gets an endorsement.
There's no way he's not endorsed by it already. You don't pull out the red get rights and then don't get endorsed. He pulled them all out. It was like, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. He was on that LaPortier, that look, that cognac and them red dots. And look at that grunt.
Good. More people should be doing that. I think that people would be less inclined to go on social media and be negative haters.
Yeah.
If more people were having nights like he was having.
Yeah, man. I mean,
explore your limits.
Explore.
Do
you, man.
Explore her limits.
Yeah. Just
or his, whatever floats your boat. Everybody's
just
got stuff.
Be careful.
Just be careful.
Just be careful.
Just keep it in the bedroom.
Yeah, just be careful with them phones. I'm just telling you, dog.
You're one click away.
You are.
And this is what we always say. Not always. We've said it one time, and I've said it a lot of times since then. Life is an open mic. You got to treat life like an open mic. You never know.
You never know when that mic's
when
hot.
You might be recording. The mic's hot.
The mic's always hot here.
Mic's, it's a hot mic.
It's a hot mic.
Treat life like a hot mic.
But you got to understand that you got, you know, Unk old, and so, you know, he might not know what he was doing.
I don't
go on Instagram. I've been on Instagram Live like twice.
I think it was just an accident.
There's no way he just clicked on it. So I'm just thinking they were doing some filming.
You want to go live right now?
No, I do not want to go live right now.
Why not?
No, because I'm not live ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Neither were they.
Yeah, neither were they. But it seems like everything's going to blow over and things. We'll still talk about it a couple more days. There'll be some more memes because there were some great ones out there yesterday.
Great ones. Just a brilliant.
There were some great
ones. Just the perfect story
for him.
For memes and all that. Braves lost last night.
Oh, what?
I don't really talk about that anyway.
Yeah, man.
I don't really talk about that.
That right there is a perfect segue to the Braves stuck last night. Max Fried, when that man hit that ball, and I had to sound down, but I saw Max's face when he gave it, and Max just said,
it's like, come on, man.
As soon as he saw that man hit that ball, he didn't even turn around. He said, damn.
Yeah.
It was rough for Max.
Yeah. Game off, or day off today, Dodgers for four. little wraparound series, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday against the Dodgers.
Yeah, man.
That might be it. Could be.
You think so?
I don't know.
I hope not, man.
I hope not, too.
I hope not.
I hope they find a way to scrap some
We're still
some
trying
games
to
out.
Hold out hope, you know, get some guys back, and Austin Riley and Ozzy, get them back for the playoff run, if we can get the playoffs.
Right. That's what I mean is, the you know, hopefully that Mets series is meaningful, but you let the Dodgers do what they might do to you.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't be.
Yeah,
all right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here.
How much time you need, though? That's my whole thing.
What do you mean?
They were like, it was 2 minutes. Like, how much time you need?
Yeah, you can do a lot in 2 minutes.
Hell yeah.
Plenty in 2 minutes. Sometimes less. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Thanks for being with us on the Trillville Thursday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh, my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
But you know what? He pretty much kept the game manageable. We just couldn't get anything going. And you're going to have that, too. I mean, you can't win 3-1 or whatever all the time. I mean, you know, we have to consistently score more runs.
Yeah, consistently score more runs would be the real key to it, because they scored a lot more runs the night before. And if they could just save them, like we said, could have just been 6 that night, 6 last night, and they would have won both of those games. Unfortunately, that's not the way that it works. They don't do series in aggregate scoring in Major League Baseball. And the Braves did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They scored 12 runs the night before. Logic says that they weren't going to come out and score any last night, and they didn't. They scored one run. They lost to the Nationals 5-1. And there you have it. I mean,
the Mets won too, right?
And the Mets won. Yeah. They were getting no hit at one point. Like late, not every team's getting no hit at one point during a game, but they were getting no hit later in the game, and they came back and scored a bunch of runs. So there you have that. They play the Phillies 7 times before they play the Braves.
Well, maybe,
so hopefully the Phillies can beat them up.
I ain't root for no damn Phillies to do nothing.
I know. What do you root for in that series?
Yeah, exactly. I ain't root for nothing. I'm rooting for all the lights go out in Shea Stadium, and they can't come back on. And there's a blackout, and they got to play at 11 o'clock on a weekday. That's what I'm rooting for.
All right.
Yeah.
Electrical failure?
Yes.
The Braves have the Dodgers for 4. Over the weekend, and then Monday.
I know we were talking about it maybe last month about Freddie's baby. I saw the pictures Chelsea posted with the little man at the baseball game and everything. So I thought that was really, really
cool.
Seems
like he's doing better.
Yeah, like,
thank God.
I had to put a little man. But yeah, I mean, it's hit or miss. It's literally hit or miss with this team.
Yeah.
It's literally
mostly miss.
Yeah, it's literally hit or miss with this Braves squad the way they are. I mean, they got backups to backups to damn backups on this squad right now.
To be honest with you, didn't realize Kevin Biggio was on the team. Saw him in the lineup last night. I was like, oh, yeah, Craig Biggio's kid.
Oh.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like his dad.
Yeah.
Like
if he was as good as his dad, then we'd be in business.
We'd have something. You know, we'd have something.
He's not.
No, he's not, dog.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to pick him up.
He's not,
in
man.
September
we
to talk, a minor league contract.
We saw the news yesterday. We talked about it on the show. Lopez going on a 15-day IL, which is a bummer. So he's not going to pitch probably anymore this season. And hopefully you can get him back, and he's ready to go if indeed you do get to the playoffs and you might need that guy.
Yeah, hopefully. Also, Darno is going to be coming back off of paternity leave. So congratulations to him and his family on the newest little D. they added another one. Day off today, Dodgers 4-game series. Hopefully they can do well in that series and keep hope alive, because things are looking a little bleak right now. We'll get Grant McCauley in here in an hour and get his thoughts on that and everything Braves. Let's hear from Kirk Cousins. This is kind of the guy we haven't heard from yet in this discourse, right? Everyone has their opinions on how he looked. Is it rust? Is he washed? Is it injury? What is it? Was it the Steelers? Here's Kirk Cousins talking to Rich Eisen yesterday.
Felt good during the game. Was really pleased with how, you know, my, you know, ankle, if you will, not just Achilles, but my ankle felt. Really felt good and didn't take any big hits. So, you know, after week one, your typical soreness from a game, but nothing too excessive.
All right. I mean,
okay.
I mean, he felt good. All those things. I can't go nothing but by what he says. It's his body. Nobody knows him better than him. He said it looks good. I know we talked to Arch yesterday about moving the pocket and everything. And I think people, when they talk about his mobility, Kurt ain't mobile. Kurt ain't running.
No,
right?
No.
Okay. But you can do certain actions with him that help him out. If they would have ran just three bootlegs in the game, three, they would have had positive plays because TJ was crashing.
Yes.
Every single time. Because there was no threat of Kirk Cousins moving out of there. You can run bootleg out of the pistol.
Oh,
you actually can.
Some of the slowest quarterbacks in the NFL have run bootleg.
Yes. You can run it out of the pistol, too. My thing is because I know the big thing we talked about was the under the center, blah, 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 blah. If this is something that they told them that they were going to implement, this is going to be a big part of what we do. Because nowadays with the evolving of this Shanahan-type system, the quarterbacks are in the pistol more.
Yep.
I saw Tua was in it a lot. We know Stafford is in a lot in L.A.
Yeah, all the Shanahan-McVay tree people are incorporating more of it.
Yeah, they're doing it more.
Yeah.
And so that's obviously they're going to do something here. We'll talk to Joe Patrick later. And they want to put it in their, as far as their offense. I don't think it should be the staple considering what your quarterback does best.
Right.
But if that is what they're doing, then he's going to have to be learning on the job. He's got to be that learner on the job. And so we'll see on Monday. I'm fine right now, but let me see on Monday what happens.
Right. I mean, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot that happened on Sunday against the Steelers, but in the grand scheme of things, it's one of 17. So, you know, as much as you take away from what you saw, you can only really apply it to that one of 17. Now, if it looks like that again on Monday,
right,
then you kind of start to raise your eyebrows a little bit more. It's like, oh, they're all right. Because it's going to be weird to me one way or the other. Like, if they're in pistol as much as they were and in shotgun as much as they were and not under center at all again, that's going to be weird to me again. Now, at least it's going to say, well, I guess that's what they're going to do. I guess that's their plan.
Because the thing about being the shotgun all
conversely,
the time,
though, if they go back and it's like no pistol on Monday night, it's like, well, what was going on last weekend? Mm-hmm. Like, what are – all right, you know. And again, it'll still only be two of 17. You're not – I don't know. You always say four games is really the first time you can check in as like a real big, sizable chunk.
And I still believe that.
That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense because you're playing four different teams at that point, like four different styles at that point. Ideally, some of that rust that might have been there week one has been brushed off a little bit. Whatever it is that doesn't exist week one, by game four, you know, hopefully you see the good.
Yeah.
So hopefully you see the good. Because, I mean, it's going to be weird to me if we go two games and Kirk Cousins is still not under center using play action to his
but the thing is, but we'll all view it a different way if it works.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
if they would have scored 31 points against the Steelers and he was in pistol half the time, no one would care.
Exactly, then we wouldn't care.
Look, Zach Robinson's smart.
And that's why when I came back after, I think it was Tuesday when we were talking, after the Monday, whatever, overreaction Monday, that's why I was like, that was more Pittsburgh than anything to me, than him being in the pistol and all those different things. They weren't getting any separation from the receivers. They didn't have anybody protect. They didn't have a game plan or they didn't have an adjustment to the game plan to block number 90. I mean, so how do they go about it this week? We'll see. Maybe it is what they want to do, and Kurt's just got to figure it out on his own.
Yeah, which would be wild. That would be wild. To sign a guy to do something at this age, coming off an injury that he's never done before.
Right.
So not only is he learning on the fly to do that, he's also attempting to get less rusty or healthier or whatever on the fly as well.
Yep.
There's a lot of on the fly there.
It is, man. It is.
But that's life, isn't it?
But we'll see.
We're all on the fly.
We're just going to have to wait and see because I don't know.
Time only goes so fast.
And the thing about it, I don't know.
Can't speed it up.
I don't know what else to say other than that.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing about a one game sample size is.
And it's one. And the thing about it,
talk it out.
Four quarters.
And we've talked it out.
It's four quarters.
And until they do something else, they can say everything. They've said. By the way, I could have told you what all these guys were going to say after the game on Sunday. Kirk wasn't going to go on Rich Eisen's show yesterday and be like, damn.
Yeah,
I can't believe how bad that Achilles felt.
25 minutes of offense.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's it.
Not only one game. They only had the ball for
25 minutes. 25 minutes of offense.
Less than 10 drives.
Yes. 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more time. All right? 25 minutes.
Yep.
It's going to be all right, Andy.
Well, I don't know about that.
I hope.
I hope it's going to be all right. I can't guarantee that.
It's going to be all right.
I know there's going to be more. You guaranteeing it's going to be all right?
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay, there you go. Now you think it's going to be
all right. I think it's going to be all
right. There you go.
I think it's gonna be all
right. That's like the other day when you were all in and then you were in.
But I'm not good. But that's what I'm saying. Don't come at me now. Randy, you said, hey, dog.
All I'm saying is that's why I can't. I don't know. I hope it's going to be all right.
I think it's going to be all right.
Okay.
I think it's going to be okay.
I hope so.
And I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt this time because it was 25 minutes of offense.
Sure. Right? No.
I'm not saying
it's not going to be all right.
Teams that
I just don't know.
Teams that played in the preseason, they weren't lighting it up either.
That's true.
Okay.
That's the thing that makes me feel if there's anything that makes me feel better outside of what the Falcons did, beyond the Steelers being really good, and they're probably going to do that to a lot of offenses, is if you watched other games on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday, there was a lot of offenses that looked bad.
And they
a
played.
Lot of good quarterbacks
and played,
that looked bad.
Some of them did, some of them didn't.
But there was a lot of bad football.
It's 1 week. It's four quarters. It's 25 minutes. Let's see how they adjust off of it. They at least, to me, get to have that benefit of the doubt.
Of course.
Let's see what they are doing as far as adjustments going into this game to the offense and things like that. Because they're going to have to score points this game.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is...
They scored 34 points and left some points out there against the Packers.
Thank you, Boone. They should have scored them to 50 points against the Packers.
They scored 34 points with some bad turnovers.
Yes, yes. So you're going to have to put up points, and I'm talking about touchdowns. There's going to be no Young Wei Koo game. You got to score touchdowns this game if you're going to be able to not get the big to get the doors blown off of you up there in Philly.
Yeah, to make Tuesday a little bit more of a fun conversation than this last Monday was. You got the first game of week two tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bills Dolphins. Should be a good one. Both those teams played pretty well in week one. The Dolphins had to come back and beat the Jaguars. Could have lost that game. The Bills had to come back as well. Josh Allen banged up, but that should be a fun one between two very good teams.
Josh
AFC.
Allen is 6-0 on Thursday night.
Really?
Yes, he's 11-2 I think against the Dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I mean he is
good numbers.
I mean the dude he has to do everything.
Yeah.
The thing with the Dolphins had three big plays in that game. That's why they won it.
Yep.
All right. That's why they won the game. They did not play. Tua wasn't efficient and everything like that.
And it's funny, you look at his numbers. 338 and the touchdown. That's great.
Yeah.
That was on like three passes.
Yeah, it was on like three passes. Yeah. And so, I mean, they're going to be down there in Miami. I was a home field thing. Miami needs to win this game. They need to beat Buffalo just so they can beat Buffalo. But it's not going to be in the world they don't.
Turn the page. Week two starts tonight.
Yeah, Ross meeting with the media right now.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of those
quotes. Basically, we're not worried. He played bad.
Yep.
He knows he played bad. We told him he played bad.
Yep.
And now we're moving on.
Yep. He said, look, I mean, like we say repeatedly, but certainly we've said a lot of times this week, they say the right stuff.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about that. Certainly Raheem and Kirk are about as polished of question answerers as you're going to find, which is great. I mean, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, no one was going to come out after that game and react the way that social media did inside that building.
Right.
Like, no one was going to come out and say, well, dang it, blow it up, we blew it.
Right.
Better to do this or that or whatever. This is exactly what Raheem Morris was going to say. He said, Kirk has responded exactly like you'd think after Sunday's loss. There's not going to be a huge change in his process. He did not have a good game. He accepts it, and he will continue to step up and do what he needs to do to improve.
Right.
Great. Now we just have to see it.
Exactly.
Because like we always say, also, it doesn't matter what they say. Really doesn't. Like, unless they say something very true and unexpected, like, oh, there's a huge injury and we have to replace the guy, whatever. But, like, all that stuff is fine. We all know he played bad. We saw it.
Yeah.
Now he just has to play better on Monday.
Exactly.
Because if the play continues to be bad and the narrative continues to be, no, everything's fine, well, that's not real. And, again, the narrative doesn't matter at all because the season has started.
But could it be just that? Just not good?
What?
Meaning, like, if they don't play well. Could it be just he's just not as good as we thought he was going to be? That could be it.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Or them.
They better. You know what I mean? Like we thought that we were getting this guy, but we're not getting this guy.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's
a possibility.
Complete possibility.
I don't believe that.
I hope it's not true, and I don't believe it either.
Yeah.
I don't believe it either. I mean, I think just with.
But just saying, like there could be one of those things where. We've seen it. We watch it. We watch it on TV at 4 o'clock. That quarterback in damn Cleveland. He's a great player.
Not anymore. Yeah.
You know. And so I'm not saying. I don't want to believe that about Kirk Cousins, but a possibility.
No, I don't. I don't either. And again, after one game,
I'm not
going
to go there.
I'm not going there either. And I hope that you know 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, that's not where we are.
Right.
But it's possible. And again, that goes back to conversations that we had when the contract was signed. Or even the rumors leading into the possibility of the contract being signed was, that's a risk. And it was. It was a risk. The reason that he was even available in the first place is because he was risky.
Right.
He would have been re-signed in Minnesota had he not been injured, because they wouldn't have been worried about the long-term effects of the injury and his age and all that kind of stuff. They wanted to re-sign him.
Yes.
They just didn't want to go as far with the contract as the Falcons did. Plus, they told him beforehand that they were going to draft a rookie.
Right.
The Falcons didn't tell him, and they did that anyway.
Yeah, they drafted or his replacement before he even played.
Yeah, without really his prior knowledge, which fine, he doesn't have to have prior knowledge.
Right.
Who cares? Be a professional. Go play better. Hopefully you stave him off for a couple years. They didn't expect to be having any conversations about Michael Penix this year.
None whatsoever.
And we're still not.
Yes.
But
25 minutes. Did you see this? I saw it this morning. LL Cool J got a new song with Eminem.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, man.
Cool.
Like, look at L ain't letting them.
A couple older folks there getting in the studio.
L ain't letting it go, man. Be down with the king, you know? But I was very interested, so I listened to it. It's like, oh.
It was good?
I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. You know, I'm a big LL fan anyways. So I liked it. I gave it a whirl. Listened to Luke Kendrick on the way to work.
Heard that.
Very nice.
Yeah, I like that too.
Very nice. Don't sound like a diss to me.
Not really. No. I mean, there was a line or two. It wasn't really about Drake. Yeah. It was more just a kind of a diss towards the music industrial complex right now.
Yes.
He's like, oh, you guys don't like me because of this. And it was a pretty good reason he gave for why people didn't like him. Yeah, heard that. And then I saw Future has an album coming out later this month too. And the album cover is the house, the dungeon,
uh-huh.
where Organized Noise and all those guys made all them. Because he's related.
Right.
He's related to the family and all that. And I guess they consider him Dungeon Family, mm-hmm. like second generation or
right.
something. I don't know what all that is. But yeah, it's a picture of the house where all that happened, which is very cool.
Cool. Okay.
As sort of probably a bit of an homage to Rico Wade, I would imagine.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
yeah, man. We get back in tune.
We're pretty young and cool.
Yeah, we get back into it, man.
Don't be confused. I'm turning 40 in a couple weeks.
Right.
Don't, you know?
No, I still ain't listening to Hookie Bookie and the D-Lo dude because
no.
I don't know what the hell.
I drove to work listening to Trick Daddy this morning, and I'm not going to change
my son is like, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, dude, what the hell is good about this song that this dude is making, this fat dude with the jewelry, Boss, the D-Lo fella.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I said, let me listen to it, man. Let me hear it. And I heard it, Andy, and it's the worst crap I've ever heard in my damn life, but they be juking to it. And I was like, this is good?
I'll be honest with you. Like, I'm so not young and not cool,
dude,
that I don't even know who you're talking about.
I usually know. I know the song. Everybody was doing this funky ass dance.
What's his name? D-Lo?
D-Lo something. Bossland?
Bossman D-Lo?
That's him. But yeah, they were doing some dance. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then they played the song and they were doing that. I was like, y'all like that? That sounds like a damn moron. You're a damn moron.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
He kind of looks like Drewski. A little bit. I like Drewski, though.
Yeah, I love Drewski.
Big fan of Drewski.
I can't not like Drewski.
Hey, all right. A couple college football pieces of news and notes to get to as the weekend approaches. There's some games tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There was actually one that's kind of fun. Hang on 1 second as I scroll all the way back up. Oh, yeah. Arizona State and Texas State. I don't know.
What's fun about that?
They
both got state in their name?
It's on ESPN at 7:30 if you want to switch back and forth. It's a pick'em. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they both have state in their name. Texas State's off to a good start. They got that transfer quarterback from James Madison who was really good last year. He's now at Texas State playing good. And then tomorrow night, there's a really fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Arizona Kansas State. That legitimately might be the best game of the weekend.
It will be. I think it will be. No, because I think the biggest game, you know, we know where game day is going to be at LSU, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Alabama's going on the road to play Wisconsin. I don't know nothing about Wisconsin at all.
Yeah.
Other than they got a great football coach up there.
Yeah.
I mean, what else we got? I mean, Georgia, Kentucky, definitely not one of a premier game other than Georgia going on the road.
Boston College at Mizzou,
that's the other one.
That's a fun one.
That's an interesting one because we don't know what Mizzou is. They're number 6 in the country. They got a good football team. Are they as good as they were last year? I mean, Luther Burton is good any year. You know, they got the returning quarterback. They lost the heart and soul of their team.
Yeah, that running back,
he was the heart and soul.
Schrader.
But.
And you know he's good because didn't the 49ers pick him up?
I think so.
Yeah, that's how you know he's good.
But let me see how good they are, and then we'll move on from there. But
yeah, this is the first real test for them. They haven't really played anybody yet. They've handled their business. And I don't know how good Boston College is either. I mean, that was an impressive performance against Florida State, but Florida State might be bad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, crazy as it is to say, they might just not be very good this year. And that's kind of the way it looks early in the season.
Yeah.
But not to take anything away from that victory that Boston College had, I think it's just a little bit more high profile because it was against Florida State and it was on that standalone. Was it Sunday night or Monday night, whenever it was, so everybody got a chance to see it. Plus, Bill O'Brien's their coach and everybody knows him.
Billy Oaken coach.
Yeah, but no, I think this is a big – I don't want to say statement because it's still September. You can't lose. But I think Missouri can announce kind of that they're real if they really handle their business in this one. They're mad that they didn't get game day,
Yeah.
which is reasonable. They're higher ranked. Both those teams are 2-0. Both those teams are ranked.
It seems like it might be a better place to go.
I think it's because the game starts at 11:45 local time.
Yeah, that's probably it, too. It's hard. Yeah,
Nobody really likes those 11:45 local starts or 11 a.m. local starts if you're in Nashville for the Vanderbilt games. All right, so while you were sleeping, and maybe you're still sleeping on this, but it's interesting to me. The Pac-12 got four more schools.
Yeah.
They got four schools from the Mountain West to commit to join. So now they're the Pac-6. They're halfway back to 12. So nicely done. They got Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, and San Diego State, which are really the four biggest schools in that conference. Boise State's really sort of bell cow of that conference. And now I wonder, because the Mountain West and Pac-12 were trying to work on something preseason.
Correct.
It fell apart because I think the Pac-12 was asking for too much, and the Mountain West thought they had all the leverage because they have the teams. And maybe they do. Turns out they don't. Because the Pac-12 went and got the big dogs. Mm-hmm. I think now probably the best solution for these two conferences is just to merge. Yeah, because merge is really just two. The Pac-12's got two. But they have the name, if that means anything. I don't know if it does. I think they maybe value the brand name more than the rest of the country does. Because I'll be honest with you, out here, when people say Pac-12, they're kind of making fun.
Yeah.
Generally.
But the thing about it is okay, so you get – it's not going to start to 26, 27. So you got time to figure
time.
More things.
But they have to get to eight but they by get eight then. To, otherwise, they don't get to be the Pac-12 anymore.
And by then?
Mm-hmm. They have two more years.
Okay. But then you look at it, you were talking about this off air. Do they automatically go back to being a Power 5 school conference?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you will put them in the group of four then?
Group of five. Group of five, I guess, then it would be group of six.
In the group of six, exactly. So would they get the same, you know, like the highest ranked group of five team or whatever? Like
I guess
that?
So. The way, now, again, this is all, you know, kind of new because it all happened last night. But from what I understand, their deal with the College Football Playoff, because they were a Power 5, if they get back to enough teams, which is eight, then they had that automatic bid, like the rest of the Power 5 conferences did. If they do, then they have all the leverage.
That's what I'm saying.
Because that's what you need.
But are we in a position that Boise State or Oregon State gets a first-round bye?
Really shouldn't.
Yeah.
Really shouldn't. That, or even an automatic
entry. That goes
entry.
Back to what Nick Saban was talking about with these automatic buys. Yeah. It shouldn't, and I agree with him, it should not – conference champs should not get automatic buys.
And I think when they get to 16, which they eventually will, and this would benefit the Big Ten and the SEC, they'll go away from auto bids.
Yes.
It'll just be ranked.
Yeah.
And that's how
but
they
I
do
think
it. And then the SEC is going to get like 16.
But I do believe in first round buys, the buy part of it.